I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter-producer of the Rota Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 2017. But that's not all. Go ahead and go to rotapsychicfair.com. Get on the email list. We're going to be rolling out some quarterly previews and smaller events throughout this year to keep everyone involved, engaged, and informed leading up to the big event in October. So go to rotapsychicfair.com and sign up for that email list so you won't miss out on the upcoming events. Well, it's Groundhog Day. We've made it through our first month of the year, January 2017. We traveled right on through it really fast. I don't know what type of car you're driving, but everybody was speeding through that month. And here we hit Groundhog Day. And the last I knew, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, so he went scattering back in, so don't expect an early spring. Now, as most of you know, in Good Vibrations Radio, I like to start with a little day-by-day with James Allen. James Allen, in 1903, wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted each and every one of us to know and remember that we create our present reality through our past thoughts and actions. We created from what we thought, what we believed, and that frames our habits and what we do. But every day, we have a new opportunity to create a new future. You see, our thoughts and our habits and our patterns each day help frame a new future for us. We're not condemned by our past thoughts and actions. We get to start afresh every day. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words from As a Man Thinketh have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the second day of the month, he tells us, conquer doubt. Thoughts of doubt and fear can never accomplish anything. They can always lead to failure. So when we're doubting ourselves, we're actually creating the less than successful outcome we want. As Henry Ford once said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So James Allen said, thoughts of doubt and fear can never accomplish anything. They always lead to failure. So it's important that even if we're not getting the results we want in the immediate, that we don't give up, that we don't surrender, that we don't stop taking actions, because the minute you stop taking actions, you can guarantee you're not going to get the outcome you seek. And one of the things I do every day is practice gratitude. I practice a very simple little prayer every morning, or mantra every morning and every evening. It's very simple, and it says, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And I couple that with what I get from the Daily Word, which is put out by Unity. And the Daily Word gives a little thought for each day to help focus on something positive. And today it says, I live to the light of the divine. It reminds us that no matter how much darkness you believe you see in the world around you or outside of you, that each of us are a light of the divine that's within us. And it's up to each of us to bring our divinity out, to bring our light out, no matter how much darkness is trying to press in. Live to the light of the divine. Be thankful for everything in your life. Have no complaints whatsoever. And let's move to our segment for today. Israel Hurtado is a shaman, a spiritual and self-growth healer, a speaker, an author, and he uses his gifts to assist and help people in their spiritual quests. Now, specifically, he guides people to find clarity, to get unstuck, to embrace their gifts, to connect with their true self and connect with their life path and connect with their higher self and connect with their universal consciousness. That's the full stream from our higher self, from the consciousness down into our physical form. Israel joins us on the first Thursday of every month to share his spirit talk. So let's start with this opening music to welcome Israel Hurtado and his spirit talk.
To the month of February, it's been a month that we have gone to this 2017, this year. It's definitely a very interesting year that is bringing challenges, that is bringing, the way I'm perceiving this year is the year that is going to bring the strength within for all of us, that is going to help us to stand up for ourselves and be more who we are rather than be who we think that we are. I think I see this year as a transition to be in that pure divinity and that divine connection. And but before I get to talk to you a little bit more about the message that I wanna share by his spirit is let's just gather together. Let's put our energies together by allowing your breath. Just allow your breath to be in and out without forcing, without trying to do anything. Just observing your breath. Just notice how you inhale fills your stomach and how you exhale releases all the air and releases everything that is no longer needed in your body, physical, in your body energetically, in your body in a mental level, and clearing the emotion as you exhale. And as you inhale, bringing the life force, bringing the life force that rejuvenates your physical body, that rejuvenates your mental body, your emotional body becomes alive and connects you directly with the divine. So just allow that. So and open your heart to receive this message in a deep level within that will work from the inside out as you receive this message today. And I want to talk to you about this message that the Spirit wanted me to share with you. It's about standing your ground, especially right now. We are facing a time with a new political leader for the United States. And this figure has brought up to surface emotions of fear. Emotions of fear for many people, emotions of wondering or not knowing what is the direction that is going to take. So So the social media is talking about all this. I would say social media is really good about talking about negativity as well as traditional media, TV. They bring us and they share with us what they want us to hear. They have a way to redirect our focus to what they want us to think. So it is important for ourselves to acknowledge that. And I'm just saying this as an introduction, not trying to get into anything political or anything that way. But this is setting the background for the message that I want to share. So standing your ground, it is important for ourselves to go back to the source of who we are, to go back and connect to the formation of the universe. And as we all may know, that the universe is made of energy, and we're all energy. We're part of that energy. We're part of that universe energy. In the basic form of the universe, the matter is dark and light, but in its natural state, the energy, it is not positive or negative. It is just energy, neutral. It is imbalanced. But the way we think, our thoughts, the way we project our thoughts, alters the matter of the state. So that we connect in a mental level, and we might create a reaction to that energy by enhancing the dark or the light, depends on what is the focus that we are putting that energy. What is that we're getting out? The universe is just neutral, and it's unconditional. It doesn't lean to one side or another. Actually, the way that the universe works with dark and light, they intertwine together, and that forming of both energies helps to the evolution of the universe. But living in this mental realm, of focusing our attention in that mental realm, we are allowing the fear, we are allowing that co-creation of fear, which is activating all this negative energy. So, but we have also that creation from the divine source, that we are created from a place of unconditional love. We are created from a place of divinity. And that is the place for ourselves to find and connect. That is the place to check in within. Each one of us has the divinity. Each one of us lives and has been created from that place. It is calling ourselves back and ask ourselves if what we're perceiving, what we are co-creating, is authentically, it is true to our own self, through our own higher being. That is a way to come back. It's a way to find our ground. By allowing our being, our divine being, to be within, by projecting and perceiving all that is happening around us from that perspective. When we connect with that divinity, when we allow that divinity to move us forward, then we are in balance. Then we are in alignment with ourselves. And whatever we perceive, whatever is going around us, is not going to shake us. It's not going to affect us, because we are being unconditional. That is when we are being unconditional, because there is no judgment. In that place of divinity, in that place of self-creation, that spirit, that God that lives within us is unconditional, and it's immense. And it is important for ourselves that now, this time that we're facing all this, that we are worldly in this world, seeing, because it's not only in this country, this whole shift is happening all over the world. And many people in the world are this energy from one person, that we are, that the social media and the media is giving this emphasis, is putting that energy. So it is, if we ask, is that authentic? Or we're feeding that with fear. We are giving that fear to that and adding more wood to the fire, to something that is not negative. So let's check within ourselves. Let's check within ourselves. How can we stand our ground? How can we connect with ourselves? Connecting with ourselves is by checking in and ask yourself, what I'm perceiving, what I'm seeing, is my reality, is my truth. And we will find, and you will find, that the truth, the only truth exists, is that divine creation. And that is when you are going to be in your ground, and you're going to be standing your ground. You are going to be aligned to the source of divinity. And when you are in alignment with that source of divinity, doesn't matter what goes around. And it is okay. If you feel like getting out of that alignment, ask and call yourself. When you start feeling fear, when you start feeling like negativity, when you start feeling like confusion or conflict or wondering, it is time to recall and call yourself back. It is time to embrace that light within. So we all ourselves, together, from one alignment within ourselves, creating that consciousness alignment within ourselves, and creating that consciousness to collectively align all together in that divinity, which I'm going to call a higher consciousness, then we're able to shift and project light. We're able to heal when we are authentic. We're able to bring that healing that needs to happen in the world, that needs to happen in this earth at this moment. Because all the wounds, with this changes, all the wounds have become to surface. All the wounds are showing up to be healed. So let's do a short meditation to call in your energy, to call in your light. Just allow your eyes to maybe close, maybe not, however it feels comfortable for you. And bring in the awareness to your heart center. And allow your heartbeat to palpitate. Allow your heartbeat to take you in this journey of self-awareness, this journey of awakening and reconnecting with your divine within. As you allow your heart to take you with each heartbeat, as if your heart is a drum, and the beat of your heart is the beat of the drum, taking you internally. And find that light, that divine light within, that moves you, that keeps you alive, that gives you that spiritual connection. And allow that light to grow within. Allow that divine connection to expand from the center of your heart to your chest, to the back, on your shoulders, all over your stomach, your lower back, spreading up all the way to the top of your head, that light, that divinity, and down to your legs, all the way down to your feet. So allow the divine light to move within, clearing away any fear, clearing away any mental conditioning So finding that place within, finding that divinity, that light and that love, that unconditional love, and let it fill you. Let it infuse that in every cell of your higher being. Every cell of your higher being becomes in every cell of your human body. Raising the vibration. And as we raise the vibrations, as each one individual, the vibrations raise in a collective way. All those people here in this call, raising the vibration, inviting all the consciousness in the universe to raise vibration. So we project light to this earth. So all the fear becomes healed and clear. Healing the thoughts and the minds of the people who are leading, who are in charge, sending that healing with permission of the divine love to the all that they do, that all that they act is in alignment with the divine, is in alignment for the highest purpose of this planet and for the highest purpose of each one living in this country, living in this earth, living in the world. So we ask the divine to bring this healing as we project that healing, the divine within becomes the healer, becomes that vibration. That the blind sees the light, the deaf hears the truth, and the hearts become open and act with compassion. All they do, all they act, is based and is inspired by compassion, by love. It's inspired for a community purpose, for a world purpose, for helping others rather than for self-interest. We ask the Divine Mother and Father to open the hearts of those who are in charge so they can and they are able to see compassion within. And they project that compassion, bringing this country, bringing this world together with compassion, with love, sending the blessings to all those who are in the lead, who are in this place. We feel that vibration of love rising. We feel the vibration of love expanding and growing within and expanding around the world. That's what this planet needs. That's what these souls in this world are in need for, compassion, to see that compassion within themselves. And we ask the Divine Mother and Father, the forces of the universe, to spread and awake that compassion within each and every one and every heart in this world. We see the light and project the light. The light heals. The light clears and brings clarity and creates opportunities for everyone. Creates love, creates unity, and creates oneness. So with that energy, with that projection, with that light, we allow ourselves to be the light and to keep the light. We allow ourselves to be in alignment with the divine and continue in this path of love, in this path of growing, in this path of expansion. Moving from the highest purpose of our soul. Just allow your breath to start bringing you back softly and gently. And let the universe take care for now as you take care of your own light within. And the actions that you make, the actions that you take are based in love and compassion. And then the universe becomes a mirror of you as a one and as a collective. With that, just allow your breath to fully bring you back, to feel and stay in alignment in that vibration. So we create the flow of divine love. And when you're ready, softly and gently open your eyes with gratitude. And I offer gratitude for all of you that are here present today in this calling in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your love and your light with me tonight. And remember, every first Thursday of each month, I will be here with the Spirit Talk, sharing the message, sharing the light and the love that Spirit wants you to share. And for more information about my services, the work that I do, the healing work, one-on-one, retreats, classes, my newsletters, sign up. Please visit my website. It's called israelhurtado.com. So you will be able to connect with me from there and see what is going on, all the events. And thank you very much for this time and for this opportunity that I have to share with you. So let's keep spreading the light together. Much love. And see you next month with a Spirit Talk with Israel. Have a wonderful week.
Remind everyone to connect with Israel Hurtado on israelhurtado.com. That's israelhurtado.com. Israel has several events coming up. He has a sacred drumming circle and shamanic healing journey on February 10th. You can find out about that by going to israelhurtado.com. He has a crystal bowl love healing meditation on February 14th. And he also has a sacred drumming circle and shamanic healing journey on February 23rd. So please connect to israelhurtado.com. Find out more about the work of Israel Hurtado. And remember, he's with us on the first Thursday of every month. January 28th was the start of our Chinese New Year, and we are in the year of the fire rooster. This is the 10th sign in the Chinese astrology. The element is fire, as I mentioned. The lucky color is red. The rooster is the sign of dawn and awakening, triumph and success. Success can only be achieved, however, through hard work and patience. We've mentioned this earlier, is that idea, just like James Allen shared with us, release fear and doubt. Have the patience to know that your plantings and your seeds are going to bear fruit. You just have to persist and keep moving forward. Now, this is a year of the one. It's a year of the self. It's a year of individuation. It's a year of becoming true to who you truly are and bringing that out into the world. It's also a year of connection with the all. And we can only connect with the all if we're connecting from the place of who we truly are. So make sure that you're doing that work, because this is also a yin energy year, the year of the rooster. This is an internal energy. It's the energy within, and it means we have to search within for the truth of what we do, what we want, and whether we're doing what's needed. An important part of those questions and the answers are you doing what's needed for who you are and what you want? Have you been surrounding your life or filling your life with activities and actions, but they're not about what you are, who you are, and they're not what's really needed? Only you can answer those questions for you. Don't ask your partners. Don't ask your friends. Don't ask your family. Only you. Start surrounding your life with the items that are really connected to who you truly are. According to the Chinese five elements horoscopes, rooster contains metal. Metal is connected to gold, and therefore, in the year of the rooster, we're going to have financial events. There's no question about it. So pay attention to that. Be aware of that. We also had that in the year of the monkey. We're going to have more of that in the year of the rooster. Metal is also connected to the wind, and it implies that events will change rapidly. Now, this is not a year of big leaps. It is about caution and wise reaction to change. Slow, steady, persistent action. There's going to be more than enough action. And there's going to be more than enough opportunity. And there's going to be more than enough challenges for us to stay busy and to grow. Now, I always pull a tarot card for the year. And the card I selected is the Six of Fire from the Osho Zen Tarot deck. Now, the Six of Fire shows a tiger walking along the top of the world. And sitting on the back of the tiger is a person with their head thrown back and their arms up in celebration. And there's confetti and various stuff coming out as if it's a confetti or a parade coming down. You know, streamers and etc. And the card is titled Success. Now, fire is about the activity around us in the world. Fire represents our health and the action that we actually take. It's about what we do. So this card really predicts for us for the year that this year is about success through the efforts that we put into it. But the figure riding the tiger on top of the world is realizing the success from the confetti and the streamers and everything coming out in the parade. But what the figure is not doing is not looking down. It's not looking at the world below. The figure is so exalted in the moment, the flush of that moment of success, that the figure is not paying attention to the present moment of where they are. So the other message coming to us from this card is that, remember, everything is on a cycle. We have moments of great success. We have moments of no success. We have moments of feeling the struggle or strain of success. We have the highs, we have the lows. Life is about the dualities, the polarities. This year will be a successful year based on the effort we put into it. Not every moment in life can be one of high success, and it wants us to keep that in mind. Remember to revel in the success, to revel in the journey. And when the celebration is over, revel in the continuing journey, riding the tiger, knowing that the moments of life are transient. We can't have every success in every moment. So keep that in mind. This reminds us that victory is ours this year, represented by both the energy of Jupiter in Leo, and the six tells us have faith in yourself, trust in the goodness and positive support from the universe, trust in your instincts and intuition, trust in the changes you will face this year, and know everything changes. So those are some thoughts as we go into our February. February, which is about balanced love in all areas of our life. Thank you for your hearts. Thank you for your lights. And thank you for your soul and listening. Many blessings. Namaste.
Gotta keep those London vibrations.